So I thought that during Elul we would take the next few weeks, Elul Tishrei, to learn a different selection of machshava relating to tshuva. And I thought that even though, you know, me guddle from the Rambam, but that's dafka why I didn't think we need to have this kind of group to do Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. That's obviously a classic. To some extent, maybe the Rav's Ala Tshuva is a classic. Even in this yeshiva, a lot of Rav Lichtenstein stuff is. I'll consider one of the, you know, before the end of this month doing something like that. But for the most part, I thought to do things that you might not be exposed to in cases, in certain cases, maybe even thinkers or writers, great gedolim that you have not even heard of in books. And that way, not only could we learn a good piece, but hopefully expose you to new aspects of Torah, which would also be a benefit. So the selection I have for today is something called the Beis Elokim. It's a very beautiful sefer of Machshava. The classic edition of the Beis Elokim actually has three sections. And there is a Shar HaYisodos, if I remember correctly, which is like totally Kabbalistic as far as I could tell, or at least esoteric. I couldn't understand any of it at the time I looked at it. There's a Shar HaTfila, which is more accessible and very enjoyable. In fact, I'm at the moment having a chavrusa in it with somebody over the phone once a week. And then there is what he's most famous for, which is Shar HaTshuva, which is altogether 17, 18, I can't remember. Let's see. 18, I think, Prakim. That's the Shar HaTshuva. I was mentioning, Yaakov, earlier that I first became aware of this sefer from the Mashkiach of Nei Yisrael, or Beryl Weisbord, when I was in Baltimore. He mentioned to me that to him this was like his favorite Tshuva Sefer. And even though there's the standard edition of Beis Elokim has all three of the sections, there's somebody from Chicago who put out this annotated, you know, with footnotes and all the rest, a volume of Shara Tshuva. And actually, I noticed at the end of this chapter that I want to learn with you today, he actually quotes from Rav David Kronglass, who was the, I guess, first modern era and very famous Mashiach of Nei Yisrael. And if I had to guess, that's probably where Beryl Weisbord became exposed to it. So this is like a real Baltimore sefer, Nei Yisrael sefer, but it should be studied in many yeshivas and widely because it's really an amazing sefer. Just a word about the author, the Mabit, who is Moshe ben Yosef Trani, eventually made it over to Tzfat. And it actually was a contemporary of Yosef Karo, and is most well known actually as a as a major first rank, first league posek. The Shut Mabit is something that is studied. He also has a sefer on the Rambam called Kiryas Sefer. So this is a major personality, and even though the sefer would stand on its own, you know, I would say echoing something that Rav Rosenzweig said when he had a tish when he came for Shabbos last year, or maybe it was his visit 2 years ago, I don't remember. But, you know, when you have a Baal Machshava, and you're studying one of the Baal Machshava, who also is a first rank gadol in the, you know, Basar V'Yayin of Shas and Poskim, I think it lends a certain extra credibility to the Machshava. Again, we have had great Rishonim or Achronim over the centuries whose expertise were only in the world of Machshava. I'm not saying that that's not legitimate, but to me, if you think about the truly, truly, truly greats, I think more often than not, they're the ones who combine those. And the Kiryat Sofer actually is, the Mabit is actually somebody in that tradition. So without further ado, you know, if that intrigued you, or this particular piece that we learned together intrigues you, so then by all means, I would highly recommend taking it to the library or something, or I can lend you mine if you want to see more pieces. I think we'll move on to a different thinker next week, but that's who we're studying now, and I wanted to do something about Tshuva. So I actually picked to study with you one of my favorite pieces in the Sefer, which is Perek Shishi, the sixth parak here of Tshuva. And instead of me telling you what he's going to talk about, the opening paragraph is where he tells you what the agenda is. I'm not sure if some of the copies got messed up, but here, there should be enough copies front and back for everybody. I'm not sure. I thought they were double-sided. Sorry about that. Okay, yeah, there is front and back for everybody, okay? Sorry about that. So he says as follows, and even before we get to his answer, to me, the fact that I'm not saying he's the only one who addresses this, but this is the first person that I read in a primary source who addressed this question, which to me has always been the nagging question of my personal tshuva crisis. Ro'i Levayer, he says, Inyan ha-tshuva, sheshav ha-adam b'chol shana v'shana v'chozer achar kach l'mashachata. Right? This is the phenomenon, right? He starts off with, and again, what if you will, was kona mi, if you will, about this piece is his arresting and uncritical honesty. Right, this is not tshuva for tzaddikim, for, you know, pretend tzaddikim even. This is tshuva for real people. And real people do al-chait, and do vidui, and do ashamnu, and sincerely regret it during Aseres Mitzvah, and in El on Yom Kippur. And more often than not, the next El, and the next Asar Shuvah, and the next Yom Kippur, they're doing Vidui and Al-Chait on the exact same things. And at least speaking personally, this to me has been a point always of major, major tension. I wouldn't say crisis, I don't want to exaggerate it, but like really, like weighs me down. Like, what is it all? Like, what's the point of it all if I'm doing the same thing over and over again? Or better yet, is that just a sign that my first tshuva was totally inauthentic? I don't imagine I'm the only person who's ever had that thought. I'm not saying that the Beis Elokim is the first person to address it, but the first one that I was aware of who addresses it in such an, just a bold and fresh, just a direct way. And he asked the question directly in the second line. Im toil ha-tshuva sh'asa ha-avonos ha-kodmim. Someone use this copy? You need another copy?
Okay.
Im toil ha-tshuva sh'asa ha-avonos ha-kodmim. Gam ki chazra charkach lachto osa machataim. Do you say that even though next year I did the same sin as I did tshuva for this year, but no, next year's next year, but this year I got forgiven. Right? That's what we're all rooting for. But he's honest enough not only to ask the question, but to contemplate the scary alternative. Oh, im nemar shekema shechazer l'mashachata, the fact that I repeated the same sin, yiresh lo haisa tshuvoso nechono v'shlema v'lo gomar b'libo la'asof hachataim v'havonos hol v'chazer lehin acharkach. Or is the fact that I did the sin next year, igoli milslam afreya, does that reveal, in hindsight, that even though I thought I was shuckling and crying and sincerely meant it, maybe I really didn't. Now, I wouldn't go so far as to say it was an act. Not that that never happens. But it doesn't have to have been an act. But evidently, it wasn't truly, fully sincere. Do we say, and this is, he's bringing a little bit of, his lumdus and halachic sensibilities to this hashkafic question. He's basically asking that hakira. Do we say if I sin again next year for something I thought I did tshuva for this year, that's not just frustrating. Right? Frustrating, we don't need the mabit for. Of course it's frustrating. But he's asking a more dangerous question, if you will, a more arresting question. Does that mean that I actually never really did tshuva to begin with? So the rest of the chapter is where he asks questions on himself and develops the idea. But luckily, I remember the first time I learned this, I noticed myself leaning a little bit more forward on the chair. Like, oh my gosh, like, what's going to be the answer? Luckily for us, he gets the conclusion out of the way, and he tells us the answer right off the bat. But Omer, he says, Kinira midivi rabbeseinu alei mashalom. Based on Chazal, he thinks, Kikeva shachazar ha'adam b'tshuva min hachataim sh'asa, v'gamar b'libo shelo la'aso samod. If a person truly did tshuva that first year, now, he's not discussing now, and that, Ayin the Rambam or other primary sources for how do you do real tshuva. He's not discussing that. But he's saying, if you did do real tshuva, feel free to join if you want.
Thanks.
Great, come on. If you really did do a sincere tshuva that first year, Hashem yizbarach ma'avir chataso. Oh, I don't know if I have enough sheets. If I don't, please join together. Hashem ma'avir chataso b'tshuva zos. Bottom line, he says, is if you don't, Hashem forgave you for last year. V'machaka chaser lachto. And if it turns out that last year, you want to come with me? Oh, here, you have to take this. If it turns out that last year that you sinned again, even though you had done tshuva for that last year, nevertheless, says the Mabit, this is a great line at the end of the third line of the second paragraph. Yetzer hara hu shepita oso mechadash lachzor l'mashachata. It doesn't mean that I was insincere last year. It means that the Yetzer hara is relentless. And last year you got the Yetzer hara, you got the better of the Yetzer hara. And this year, the Yetzer hara came back with a new game plan, with a new strategy. And this year, the Yetzer hara got you. But that's new. V'lo yu achataim arishonim chozrim v'niorim achash nisbatlu b'tshuva kodemes. Each year is a different cycle. Again, is it possible for a person to do fake tshuva one year? Is it possible for a person to do incomplete tshuva? Yes. And in fact, that issue is something that we're going to get to as he develops this in a few minutes. But we're assuming, right, naniach, that a person did do sincere, genuine tshuva. And I'd like to think for myself, and I'm sure it's true for all of you, there absolutely have been moments where I really, really, really did mean it. I was truly filled with regret. I was truly sincere in my commitment not to repeat the sin, etc. And I would have done anything to never, go back. And sometimes it could be like the next week. And sometimes it could be in the next month, or it could be 6 months later. But very, very often you find yourself doing tshuva on the same things. Says the Ma'abit, you know, again, we're going to develop it in a few minutes, but if you want to know the answer to the question, Chad Mashmai, unequivocally, he says, thank God, Baruch Hashem, or else we'd all be jumping off a cliff, maybe. He says, the good news is, if you sincerely do tshuva this year, that does wipe the slate clean for whatever various we're talking about. And if, unfortunately, you mess up next year, so then you'll deal with that next year, but you shouldn't think that you're accruing interest, so to speak, over, you know, a late payment, right? So that's the question, and that's the thesis. And I have to admit, I don't think I was hiding it. I had a rooting interest. I didn't go into this totally. I would have accepted it if he convinced me from proofs that it wasn't the case. But I have to admit, I am relieved for his answer. But as I already said, and I repeat, to me, one of the things that captivated me by this piece, but really the whole Sefer, is that he's willing to ask questions like that. This is not, like I say, the Musar Sefer for theoretical man. Like, this is like for real people. And I personally very much appreciated and even identified with the question. And then above and beyond the fact that I loved his answer. Yeah.
This, what you're saying just made me think about this question. But does this mean that if you are over a lav that you've already been over on previously, but you've done real tshuva for, as he says, then are you really over two things? Meaning the one is you violated this thing, and the other is that you said you weren't going to do it again.
So, Emir Tzashem, we're going to get to that. It's an excellent question, Nathan. It's going to be the question he's going to ask on himself from a Gemara is going to relate a little bit to your question. But based on what he's saying, presumably the answer is going to be no. But he has a Gemara, which he thinks is a question on himself, and that implies perhaps yes. So we'll get to that in just a brief moment. Anyone else have any questions on that? Okay, so we're all just really relieved at his answer. We're ready to just close the Sefer, right? Okay, no such luck for you, gentlemen. So, next paragraph. Says the Mabit, however, he says, V'kashal zesh amru. He says, nevertheless, I have to be intellectually honest, I think there may be a Gemara against me. Uh-oh. This is a famous Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav Amibet. Tan Rabbanon. Avero shehizvada aleihen biyom kipurim zeh. As we'll see in the continuation, this is actually a machlokes, but he's going with the opinion who discusses the following question. Let's say I did do vidui and I did a sincere tshuva this year, and here's the key. I didn't do the sin. As far as I know, I didn't repeat it. It didn't repeat. I'm going to pick an example which I think is, you know, not embarrassing, and I think potentially a person really could overcome this. Let's say, I don't know, forgetting Asher Yatzar. It was Asher Yatzar, thank Hashem when you went to the bathroom, right? People often forget. But I think that's the kind of thing that's not insurmountable, right? If a person really sensitized himself, really became self-aware, a person could really, I think, you know, probably look back and would say, you know what? I think the entire year I've never forgotten Asher Yatzar. I don't need to say Yachit for that again. So should they nevertheless still again do a vidui? So he quotes an opinion of the Gemara that says, "Lo yachzur v'yisvada le'ab yom kippur acher." The first opinion that he quotes is, "Yeah, enechinami. If you're sure you didn't do the avera again, then why should you do vidui again? Right? That makes sense." But here's the key part that's going to be the question: "V'im shana behem." But let's say you are our guy, the guy we've been talking about the whole chapter. You're the guy who you really meant it when you were crying to Hashem, you know, I'm embellishing a little bit, but I think that sometimes it could be a trigger, right? Maybe in your own family, you saw someone who had kidney issues or other things, and you see, you know, you finally got hit over the head with, you know, to be sensitized with the incredible bracha, that nekavim, chalim, chalim, what's open is supposed to be open, what's closed is supposed to be closed, everything's working, and you saw it up close, and you really, really thanked Hashem sincerely, and you really meant the regret, but then, sure enough, habit came back. Habit's a difficult thing to beat. And being honest now, Shana, I know that I did the same avera again. So Im Shana Behen, he says. That says the Gemara. Excuse me, this is still the Gemara in Yuma. Tzar Shizvad Aleim Biyom Kippur Acher. That's the end of the Gemara from this opinion. So then, now how do you read this line? Tzar Shizvad Aleihem Biyom Kippur Acher. Then for sure you need to do vidui Aleihem in the new year. Now, of course, the key word, which I have... I'm not trying to hide the ball. I was emphasizing as I read it. How do you read the word Aleihem? So comes along the Beis Elokim, and he reads it as a question on himself. Shanira, he thinks that what the Gemara seems to be saying is, Shim Shana Behem Acher Sheshav V'Hisvada B'Yom Kippurim Tzarech Lachzor L'Hisvados Al Osam Shehisvada Kodesh. He thinks that Aleihem means not only this year, but last year. More or less Nathan's question. If it turns out that I did the sin in the second year, that shows that I obviously hadn't really done a good tshuva the first year. And now this year, not only do I for sure have to do vidui because I didn't do Asher Yatzer this year, now I got to really clop hard because I'm really doing vidui for the fact that I didn't do Asher Yatzer for 2 years, or as the case may be. Now, if that's the right reading of the Gemara, that is obviously a question on his theory, which is that he says at the end of each year, if you've done tshuva, it gets canceled, and whatever is new is new, but you don't ever have to go back. Yeah.
Isn't there the assumption there that your tshuva wasn't real, and that's why you're still doing vidui for the initial sin?
Yes, I think so.
So then,
But the only reason that I think my tshuva isn't real is because I sinned, which was his question. His question was, if I did tshuva the first year, and I repeat, and I sinned again, does that mean that my tshuva didn't count the first year? And he said, yes, it does. That's his answer.
But saying vidui for the original sin and not for this current sin makes it seem like it's just that you're...
No, for both. You're saying it for both.
For both. Okay.
Yeah, no, I think that's how I understand it. He means also you need to do for both.
Okay.
You certainly have to do for this year. The way he reads the Gemara as a question on himself is that you're saying vidui on both.
Then there's...
Okay, so let's just read the end of the paragraph. Umash Omar v'imlo shana behen. The Gemara had said, but if you didn't repeat it, you're really sure you said Asher Yatzer this year. His father aleihem alav hakasav omer kakelav sheshav al keo. This opinion, getting back to the first half of the Gemara, let's say I know for sure I didn't do the avera again. That opinion says then you certainly should not do vidui again the second year. Not only because you don't need to, because it's actually demeaning. It's as if the Gemara compares you with this graphic pasuk. It's as if someone who is like a dog who threw up and then like is licking his own throw up. Like you already did vidui for that. Why are you going back and playing around in the mud? You already got rid of you cleaned yourself again. Why would you go back to play in the mud? Nira, in the very fact that the Gemara does that, he says, Kimash Amar Kodem im Shana Behem Tzarach Lesvados Alehen Ahaveros Hakodmos. Again, the way he's medayik in that Gemara, I don't want to, the time is so short here to just work out the details, but he's medayik in the whole Gemara that everything that we're talking about is, if you sin this year, it shows that you are being responsible not only for this year's averos, but also for last year's. And he sees that not only in the way the Gemara talks about it if you did repeat it, but also the way the Gemara talks about it if you didn't repeat it. And the bottom line, he says, Yatza mikan, ki atshuva, so you see from this, evidently, a question on his own thesis that if you did an avera the second year, even though you did tshuva gemura as far as you were aware of the first year, apparently you didn't. And now this is a problem for his thesis. Okay? Second page. I think right. Oh, no, you still have it on the first slide. Okay. So now, he has two answers. Hopefully we can get through both. And then he develops it a little bit more afterwards, but hopefully we can at least get through both of his answers. I think that each one are interesting in their own right. His first answer is as follows. Imkolze einum inakoshu. Luckily, he didn't just say, that's it. Throw us down the river without a paddle. Mabit's still on our side. He still thinks we're good to go based on the first tshuva. Why? How do you get out of this Gemara? So his first answer is as follows. Kimimash omr shetzarach lesvados aleihen. Lo yuvan ki im lo hisvada al hakodmos shechazru leitanan ve'en hatshuva avidu arishan moel klal. That we're not talking about a case where a person never did tshuva the first time, right? Because that would be obvious. El, what are we talking about? Shetzarech lachzor v'lizvado saleihen ata bichlal ma shetzarech lizvado samash chazor leihen ata. It's not saying that I need to just do a whole new vidui for the old sin. It's that when I'm doing vidui for this new sin, I should mention that this isn't the first time I've done it. I'm actually doing vidui for the fact that I didn't do Asher Yatzer this year. But when I say vidui and my Asher Yatzer mistakes this year, I should mention, or you verbalize it, you think about it, I should be thinking about that I not only did I not do Asher Yatzer this year, I also didn't do Asher Yatzer last year. And why? Kidei she yizkor shechata kfar pam upamayim v'lo yoshev od Lamasha Chata. So it's not 100% clear what he means by this, but we know for sure what he means it's not. He's basically stating, even though the Gemara seems to say, according to this opinion, you must do vidui this year for the sins you thought you took care of, including the sins you did last year, Shana Behem, Choser Umizvad Alehem, it's not because he retains his thesis, he maintains it, it's not because my sin this year means that last year's tshuva was undone or retroactively undone or retroactively highlighted it wasn't good. That's not the case. So if it's not the case, whew, so why am I mentioning old sins this year. So again, it's a one-liner in this answer, but I admit it's a little bit vague. Kedei sheyizkor shechata kvar pam upamayim v'lo yoshev od lema shechata. How do you understand that one little line? Kedei sheyizkor? Good. So what's the point of that, though? Why am I mentioning... In what way?
Now you're going to take it more seriously because you're aware that last time you did a full tshuva, but it wasn't enough. So now you have to be extra serious in your tshuva and think about it more seriously.
Good. So I think that's an excellent possibility. One possibility is that by reminding myself that I, you know, this is not my first rodeo, that I've done this avera before, maybe that will make me do even better tshuva this year. That's one possibility. Excellent. Yeah.
I don't know if it's too similar to his belt, that meaning you don't want to repeat the same tshuva as last year because. Like you won't, if you just thought about your sin from this year, you would do the exact same show as last year, which wasn't effective in preventing from doing the sin.
Yeah, so I like that a lot. It is similar, but I liked that also. Yeah.
Maybe this could be an answer, or I could be misunderstanding it. But maybe you can't do tshuva from last year.
So why am I repeating last year? Why am I mentioning last year's sin?
I mean, this is.
Why am I mentioning it if I don't need it? And according to you, I can't even do it.
You're mentioning it because of the fact. To let you know, to impress upon you the severity of the fact that you didn't do tshuva last year, and it's kind of reminding you of the fact that like you missed an opportunity last year.
I hear what you're saying, but that's not that can't be what he means, because that's dafka what he's saying. It isn't that last year's tshuva didn't work. Last year's tshuva did work, and again, that's his thesis. Even if I did tshuva last year, this year's sins do not upshlub, they don't undo, they don't show it wasn't good, and yet, despite the fact, I should still mention it. So what's the point of still mentioning it if it doesn't mean that last year's tshuva wasn't good? So we've had one explanation, which is maybe that will help me do a... It's a trigger, it's a reminder that even though technically I did do tshuva last year, but if the Yetzer Hara was able to get me this year, I'll give you a, you know, rumor has it football season started. I think some of the people around the table have had come from cities that didn't have such good opening games, although I think the Rams are pretty good. Oh, they're not from St. Louis anymore, right? Ouch, that wasn't nice of me. Sorry about that. He doesn't even know what football is. Anyway, so, but again, let's say you game planned for a certain team, right? The team has a great defense, you game planned and then you beat them. Then you played them the second time, and they outsmarted you and they beat you. So it doesn't mean you didn't win the first game. You did win the first game. But when you get to play them the third time, you'll be remembering, you know what? I need to game plan for them even better. So that's, I think, what Yaakov and Ty were saying. By remembering that I got beat, even though I had won the first time, that shows I really need to put an extra effort this year. Because, you know, I can't rest on my laurels. The fact that I beat him once doesn't mean I'm going to beat him forever. I think it's a very possible shot. Let me just mention what I think is an alternative shot. And since we have 5 minutes, I want to then get to the second answer that he gives. I thought when I read this, I thought he meant something. Maybe I'm being too deep, but I think it's an intriguing idea. What do you think about the following? This is, if we're calling this a machshava chog, this I think it would be a machshava idea. That doesn't mean it's right. It just means it sounds smart. It might actually be smart. There's a difference. When I was your age, I just wanted to sound smart. Now, hopefully I got mature. Now I actually want to be smart. I'm not sure I'm going to be that, but I'm trying. So I thought as follows. Even if I was already forgiven for last year's sin, so in that sense, it's off the books. But, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and I know. The fact that I sinned this year, and it wasn't my first sin, makes that sin a little worse than it would have been if it was the first. You guys, which I like your idea very much, were focusing on the tshuva. I'm focusing on the chumra of the avera. An avera that's not the first time you did it is a little bit more machmir than an avera you've never done before. The fact that you sincerely did tshuva and then again fell into the trap, there's something a little bit chumra about that than if you had never done it in the past. Now, I don't know if I'm right, and I don't know if I'm right. I don't know if that's true in what he's saying. But that was what originally came to mind. Again, the alternative, which I think is one version or something around what you were saying, is that it's more of a trigger or a technique to do good tshuva. Let me just quickly go to the second answer, and then I think we're going to run out of time. Ode, he says, the second answer, he tries to be very fine, and very, again, he brings back his, you know, his Lumdisha reading card. He says, you have to be medayik in the Gemara. The Gemara, Ode of Shalom, Rakhilo, Hisker Khan, Imhividui, Velo Tshuva. The Gemara actually never said you have to do tshuva the second time. The Gemara says, if you did the Avera a second year, go back and do Vidui. You don't have to do Tshuva again. You did Tshuva last year, and that's good. What you have to do, referencing old sins, is not Tshuva again, because the Tshuva was good last time. But you have to do Vidui again. Now, I think that really gets whether I was right or you were right about his first answer, that's for sure what you guys were saying. That is to say, if you are medayik in the Gemara, which is why I think I'm maybe more right in the first answer, because then I don't know if why he would need two answers. But his main chiddush in the second answer is be medayik in the Gemara. It says im shana chazar umizvad de'aleim. Go back and do vidui, verbalize, confess. It doesn't say do tshuva. Tshuva is about a lot of things before you get to the stage of vidui. The Gemara is medayik. That's not what the Gemara demands, because you don't need to do those. You did tshuva last year. But rather, while you're doing tshuva and vidui for the new sin, also include in your vidui, not your tshuva. Your tshuva, you're done from last year. But do vidui, including the old sin, because that will remind you for sure not to do it again. But skip to the end of the paragraph, through the last three lines. Haval be'inyan ha-tshuva. But in terms of tshuva itself, you're good. Holu gamar balibo kodem shalalachzor oda leha. Since last year you did a sincere tshuva. V'achach hisicho ha-nocha shu yetzahara. But just this year, the yetzahara got you. Nimlechu ba'osar shah l'masha chataz. So it's a new mistake. But as long as you do with the old mistake. Tshuvaso harishon b'mkoma omedes l'masha chata kodem. I'm just, since we're going to run out of time, I'll tell you outside what, if you want. It's pretty easy to read. You want to take it and keep it and learn it yourself. The end of the next two paragraphs, he basically brings a proof for his basic thesis from a famous Gemara in Ta'anit, which says, Ta'anit, that if you are still holding on to the Avera when you do tshuva, that's like someone who jumps into the mikvah holding the sheretz. So what are we talking about? So using that whole metaphor, he basically explains, yeah, but if you let go of the sheretz, you're tahor, and if you get out of the mikvah and then touch the sheretz, we don't say retroactively the first mikvah didn't work. We just say you're tummy again, go back a second time. So he uses that as kind of a proof for his overall thesis, the whole metaphor which we do find in Chazal of tshuva being compared to the mikvah experience. If you go into the mikvah with every, you don't have any chatzitza on you, you're not holding in the tumah, you did all the preparatory things you needed to go into the mikvah, and then you went into the mikvah, you are tahor. If you come out of the mikvah and get tummy again, so then you're tummy again. Go to the mikvah a second time. But no one says that it undoes the first mikvah. So using that metaphor, again, I simplified the details of the back and forth that he goes through because we ran out of time. But that's basically a proof to his overall thesis. So again, I think that to me this is, you know, you could call this halacha, but I think this is definitely more in the machshava range. But he's really, you know, again, to repeat what I said at the outset, I think that characteristic of the whole of much of the Sefer, he's dealing with kind of very real issues, but not just in the, you know, mashkiach, put arm around you, let shmooze kind of way, not that there's no role for that, but like through real sources, through real machshava, Gadik Gemaras, Rambams, etc., he's struggling with and dealing with an issue which is, I would say, at part, once part psychological, part philosophical, spiritual, which I think any thinking, sensitive, spiritual person should be, you know, grapple with. How is it that, you know, I do tshuva one year and then I do tshuva again for the same sin? What does that mean? So again, it is possible that you didn't do real tshuva last year. It doesn't mean that we're all tzaddikim, but it means that if we truly do the work of Elul Asaris Mitzvah through Yom Kippur, then we can be confident that at the end of Yom Kippur we truly were forgiven, and then we can confront the year, even if we know that, you know, we have a bad track record of repetition and recidivism. But if we truly do the sincere work, so hopefully we have the Beis Elokim on our side, that at least we're 1 year behind at a time, not accumulating interest on repeated sins. Okay? Yeshua, everybody.
Yaakov, can you say it to me?